Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Darson Garcia with and without Marquette and Carolina. This is Archansky with the Wednesday Sports Notebook. This is certainly not the first time a player has been on two teams that faced each other in the NCAA tournament, but it may be the most unusual situation of that nature ever. As a freshman, four-star recruit Garcia averaged 13.3 points and 6.6 rebounds for the Golden Eagles, who are the Tar Heels' opponent in Bow School's NCAA Open Thursday in Fort Worth. Garcia's highest-profile game at Marquette was at UNC last year in a late arrangement after both teams lost COVID-affected games. He had 24 points and 11 rebounds in a stunning victory, which lifted his pro basketball prospects. After the season, he entered the NBA draft without an agent, returned to Marquette, and after Shaka Smart was named the new coach, went into the transfer portal. Having been recruited by Hubert Davis out of high school and playing with Kerwin Walton in AAU ball, Garcia signed with UNC. He battled fellow transfer Brady Manick for the big forward position and started 12 of the first 13 games until suffering a concussion at Boston College. Manick moved into the starting role, and his game blossomed as the ACC's best shooting big. Garcia came off the bench until leaving school on January 23rd to tend to health issues with his family back in Minnesota. He never returned, and while the Heels' depth dwindled, they won 12 of 15 games to earn the number 8 seed in the East Regional. Smart, who has never lost to UNC as a coach at VCU in Texas, also had to reconstruct his roster and likely could have used Garcia to be a better rebounding team. The Golden Eagles trail the Tar Heels in rebounding totals, average, and margin. Meanwhile, it is easy to wonder how Garcia staying at UNC would have affected his new team. While he would have provided much-needed depth, Garcia's 9 points and 5.5 rebounds might have cut into Manick's emergence. Wherever both players end up next season, it is unclear how Garcia's strange journey will ultimately affect his two college teams as the Big Dance kicks off this week. This is Archansky. See ya.